if you were going to say, we blank go into town when it started to rain, what word would you put in there?
We were going to town.
But it started to rain, we didn't get to
go. It started to rain and we didn't get to go.
Very good. If I ask you, if you still do a lot of things, you might say, yes, there are a lot of things that I do. Say that whole sentence for me. Yes, there.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I do around here.
Okay. And if I wanted to know the color of some roses that you had grown, I might say, what color, how would I ask that question? What color?
A rose would be red.
Okay.
I grow red roses.
Okay. And if I ask you if you had done something already, you might say, no.
No, I ain't done nothing.
Okay. And if it was a nice day, if I asked you if it was a nice day, you might say, no, it...
Oh, no, it was not a real nice day today.
Okay. And if I ask you, was it, and you would say, no, it...
No, it's not a real nice day.
Okay. What about yesterday? If I said to you, yesterday was a nice day, and you want to disagree with it, you say, well, no, it.
Say what?
No, it.
Yeah. I knew yesterday was a nice day.
But if you wanted to say that it was not a nice day, you might say, yesterday.
Wasn't.
Yeah, but yesterday wasn't no nice day.
Okay.
That's what she's trying to get.
Yeah, I just wanted to answer right there. If you don't think that it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he blank do that. What word would you put in there?
He should.
I say he should not do that.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that, or any old ways of saying he shouldn't do it?
Well, he ought not to.
Okay. If I ask you something and you're not sure whether or not you can, you might answer, well, yeah, I do that. What word would you put in there? If I ask you if you can do something and you're sort of considering it, you're not sure whether you can do it or not.
Well, I don't know whether I do that or not. I will try.
Okay. And I want you to say this sentence right here and just put a word in there. Well, yeah, I
might.
Well, I might do that.
Okay. Would you ever say I might can or I might could?
I might could do that.
Okay. How about this? Finish this sentence for me. I slipped on the ice and I just barely managed to keep my balance. I fell down. I didn't, but I fell down.
I slipped on that ice and I fell down.
But you didn't. No, you thought you were going to fall, but you caught your balance. You say,
I
like to fall down.
Okay, now these are just pronunciation ones again. A penny is one.
1 cent.
And a dime is?
10 cents.
And if you're talking about somebody down the road and you're telling me he's lived here ever blank 1960, what word would you put in there? He's lived here ever?
I'd say, well, Joe right over there, he's lived here ever since 1960.
And we've already said a greeting on December the 25th is?
Christmas.
Okay, and you say to somebody?
Hi.
And Merry?
Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Okay, a sausage or a wiener on a bun is called a, you know, like you get a hamburger or a?
Yeah. It's called a hot dog.
Okay, and Jesus' parents were Joseph and?
Martha.
Mary.
Yeah, Mary, right. I know.
And our first president was George?
Yeah, George Washington.
And if a man and woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get?
Married.
And if after the man caught a cold, he became very?
Ill.
Okay, just that noise that means his voice
horse.
Is funny.
Yeah, his voice is funny.
Horse.
Okay, and if you want to send a message to somebody, you what him a letter?
Write him a letter.
Okay, to go to New York, instead of going in the car, you might, what, on a train?
Go on a train, catch an airplane.
Okay, and you might come back and you say, if somebody that hadn't had that experience, you might say, guess what I did? I what on an airplane.
Yeah, that was a wonderful ride.
Okay, what was the word?
I rode on an airplane,
that was a wonderful ride.
Okay, and a cowboy rides on a
horse.
And the part of a tree that...